You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
We like when the stool is, when the breakers are employed at a place they want to work at that are great place to work. That's Vision Mechanical. They need journeyman plumbers and HVAC service technicians. That's Ron Runyon and crew.
R&R, the Runyonator.
They have top of the industry wages, 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance, also paid holidays and vacation time. And be part of Lincoln's growth. Work on high-impact commercial projects that shape our community. Learn more today and apply at vision-mechanical.net. Vision-mechanical.net.
The two people that are seeked out the most for any sort of growth in their own company for just leadership, it's Sandhills Global, the Peds and Carson, and Ron Runyon. That's who people are reaching out to. And I know Ron's, I'm sure he's doing a lot of they want him to teach courses at the university.
In what?
What's that? Just in business,
yep.
Business on how to treat people. That's the big thing. How to treat people. They have a class on it. They actually probably could use a class on it now. How to treat people. Be kind of nice. Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
How to treat people.
I thought about that the other day. This is not about
what
treating people.
You should have had way more. We had like a class that we took adult living.
Yes.
And adult living, yes. And it taught you some adult things.
Yes, it did.
Maybe like checkbook or whatever, just little things, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Wobig was great.
Mrs. Winky taught it for us. And it's a good class. There should be like four classes of adult living. There should be way more real life experiences. People come way more real life. Some of this stuff
is brilliant.
Some of this stuff in class you're learning, like I'm like, okay, same thing again. Like sometimes you say, this is my 3,000th day of, you know, not having to solve for X, you know, in algebra. But the real life stuff not covered.
It comes up.
Yeah.
The stuff that comes up where you're just perplexed that could be covered.
Just have a street smart guy in there. Something like that. Hey,
listen,
this is going to come on. Hey, just so you guys know, here's how I made my life like that. And this is going to happen.
One paperwork class.
Yeah.
Like, insurance paperwork.
Oh yeah,
oh, tax, that's a big one.
Yeah,
big
all
one.
That
tax.
100%.
Hey, things you have to know like that. How to get how to have someone helping you with the financial plan at a young life. You get out. Guess what? All of a sudden, I'm kind of like sip. I think I went to the dentist for like 7-8 years once I got off like my parents deal because I didn't have any money.
Right.
Dentist? You're going to a dentist. You're just
catches
hoping,
up with you.
Yeah. Accident protocol. What do you do in a car accident? People don't still know. I don't know. What? Do I get my insurance out?
Accident
people
protocol.
Don't know.
No,
yeah.
You don't know.
Do I pull over? Do I just stop?
It's never happened before. I have no idea what to do. It wasn't trained.
What if you see an accident? Do you stop? I never know that.
Protocol.
How about this one?
If you see an accident, do you stop?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you see when you see? If I'm the very first person to see it, I'm stopping.
Okay.
You know, like that. If all of a sudden it's like, okay, that accident has happened 45 seconds ago and a couple cars have already seen it, whatever, I'm not stopping at that time. What's the deal, too?
Yeah, but okay. The kids need that protocol.
Now, hey, you have a fire truck behind you. What are you doing? What's going on with all these little things in life that comes up over and over again that you just learned randomly? How about if we taught that stuff a
little bit better? Adult living.
Yeah, adult living. And I'd like to teach it.
Imagine
me and Sip talking to Seward High School.
Yeah, street smarts.
We're not the best to do it.
No, we wouldn't be the best.
I mean, it's like we got dropped on the earth in our 50s and we're full of wonder because all we did was work too much.
It's true. You work too much.
And then there's just a lot we don't know.
Yeah. Every day.
I'm full of wonder.
The insurance stuff is like, okay, how about this one? You're in the Target parking lot and you back in this. You hit someone. What do you do?
Yep.
Okay. Am I leaving a note? Am I
doing
this?
Yeah, what are you doing? There's nobody around.
There's no notes for that.
There's nobody around. You know, if he would, whatever.
I was at IHOP and hit a person and now.
Hit a person?
No.
Okay.
I pushed the person into the car.
Yeah, okay.
No, I hit a car.
Okay.
But I judged it to be no damage on either. And you just drive off. Now, should I have went into IHOP and sought the person out? I just thought, I don't want to bother them, but what do you do? There are a lot of things that come up in this world. Mrs. Wobig
should have saved this for a Bill Sirles. Mrs. Wobig and Mrs. Winky, I wish they'd have met each other.
Mrs. Wobig's the one who taught me. Now, this was the only erroneous thing. She said that if you dig your fingernails into your head when you wash your hair, it'll prevent baldness. It'll help prevent it. I did it for years. Massage your scalp.
Face.
Why is that gross, by the way?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
Gross. It's just odd. It was not gross.
It's just weird.
That wasn't a gross face.
Because usually you say that, I'd be like going, "Oh yeah, we talked about that too. Everyone knew about that."
Oh, did you?
No, I've never heard of this.
No,
this
is Mrs. all. Wolverine.
I also
Mrs.
have not Wolverine. Heard that.
No one's
method.
Ever heard of this. Yeah.
If you, I don't know.
How did it work?
Well, not that well, obviously. But I don't know that you can do anything. Maybe I have more hair than I would. You know, if I
we'll never
done.
Know.
You might be completely bald if you wouldn't have done
right,
the system.
True.
She might have saved you some follicles there.
Follicles.
Real life.
Adult living.
Adult
we need
living.
That.
Yes.
For adult living class.
Yes, there's your Bill Sirles for today.
Dabo Swinney's talking still. It's the offseason. He was chatting with Greg McElroy on the Always College Football podcast. We got audio from this.
Let's hear
All right.
You know, Dabo is very proud of what he's done, as he should be. He's had a great success at Clemson, but last year was 7-5, and people are taking shots saying, Dabo's done. He's done here.
Careful with that.
I'm not saying that, but people are saying that. Dabo's firing back.
What people? Like people like in Tecumseh?
Some.
Okay.
Tecumseh, maybe some in Ralston.
Geneva.
Good.
Yep.
Genoa.
Ralston, Genoa. Folks.
Yeah, I'm hearing things.
Absolutely.
He was chatting with Greg Monroe. McElroy, and he brings up Notre Dame in the conversation. They're moneyed. Dabo Swinney.
And we always got to, you know, have a chip on our shoulder. Because it just is what it is. We don't have the alumni base that some places have. We don't have some of the things that some of the schools that we've played and had to compete with over the years have. It's just the way it is. But I've always we're 3-1 against Ohio State. We're 4-2 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame has their own TV station. They make their own rules. They print their own money. They got like a money machine in the backyard or something. We've beaten Texas A&M a couple times. We've beaten Oklahoma a couple times. We've won 4 in a row against Auburn. We've beaten Nick Saban in Alabama in 2 national championships. And so, you know, we've done all of that at Clemson. When I got the job here, prior to our tenure here, Clemson hadn't won the ACC in 20 years, and it wasn't a 17-team league in those days.
Dabo Swinney with Greg McElroy.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. First, I'd start off with this one. Everything you said is fact. Sometimes it won't come off great, because when you're talking about another – that they have it made. Because they are correct on one thing. I mean, Notre Dame makes their own schedule. Everybody else, schedule's made for you. I mean, talk to some teams like this year. Remember us going, pulled up Iowa. It's like, oh, wow. Well, who made that schedule? The Big Ten did.
Kind of crisscross a little bit.
Yeah, and so you don't know how it's going to fall. And all these different so they make their own schedule. They do have an unbelievable setup with NBC. And all the money they make is independent money. So if they go to the playoffs or it is, they're making more money. And it's just one of those gifts that Notre Dame is.
Yeah, think about the Notre Dame alumni base compared to the Clemson alumni base in terms of number and prestige. So it's interesting that Dabo
now
reels off all those facts. Why? It's pretty good. He
knows.
Yeah,
they print money in their backyards. Says Dabo about Notre Dame.
But then the pushback that was pretty standard across the board from reading this, it was like, okay, hang on. You went 7-6. They lost the bowl game to Penn State, and they had 9 draft picks. They went 7-6 and had 9 draft picks.
Ooh.
Nebraska went 7-6, right?
One
draft pick.
That's right.
And so that's where people were going, okay, hang on now. I agree that you had a little bit of a situation.
You
had 9 draft picks.
That's
and going into the season, you thought you had a first-round quarterback.
Yep.
Cade Klubnik.
He was looked at as being a top-10 pick.
Yep, he was.
And so that's the part where he's taking all the bullets. The bullets are coming at him for going, like, hang on now. What you're saying is not wrong, but how do you go 7-6 with 9 draft picks in the ACC?
He doesn't seem to like bullets, Dabo. But he has he has this prepared, this is what I've done, which is all right, I guess. That was pretty impressive what he's done, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Who was the guy? Tyler. Well, Tyler from Spartanburg. That was an all-time. That was one of those you just will remember it
kind
forever.
Kind of lost it for a second.
Yeah, it was like a Wednesday night call-in show, right? And all of a sudden, Tyler from Spartanburg got after him a little bit. Oh. And then it went, we have to find that over the break. That's worth listening to at least a couple sentences on.
Yeah. And Yaxel.
Got that one pulled up for you. We'll play that anytime you want. Yaxel. When we come back, Rick Heyman's song of the day next on Early Break in the Ticket.